Good morning. Today is Monday, October 12th. It is Isru Chag. I hope everyone had a nice Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We are continuing in Nesilas Yesharim. We are up to Perek Zion, the seventh chapter, page 127 in the Art Scroll edition. Beveir Chalke HaZrizus. Explaining, defining the elements of Zrizus, of alacrity, of passion. Chalke HaZrizus Shnayim. There are two elements, two parts to Zrizus. Echad Kodem Hamasa. One applies before you do an action, before a deed is begun. Beachad Acharechen. And one applies afterwards, which, as he'll explain, means during the performance. So number one, kodem haschalas hamasa, hu shelo yachmitz ha'adam es ha-mitzvah. Zrizus that applies before doing a mitzvah is, in its essence, to make sure that you don't delay so that you don't end up missing out on the mitzvah. Ela b'hagiyaz mana u'bizdamna lefanav. When the time comes to do a mitzvah, or if an opportunity presents itself to perform a mitzvah. Oba ba'alo sabama chashavto. If you even just think about doing a mitzvah, yimaher, you should hasten, you should hurry. Yachish ma'aseyu, you should seize the mitzvah. That's how I did here. Le'achos ba v'la'asososa. You should quickly, Art School translation, quickly spring into action to seize the mitzvah and perform it. And don't allow time to accumulate between the advent of the mitzvah and its performance. And this, here he's talking about procrastination. Naturally, we want to push things off. We don't do things until they have to be done. And when it comes to mitzvahs, you do them immediately. And although he's focusing on hurrying, it's not about hurrying, it's about making this a priority. So it's not about running, it's about doing this at the first opportunity. Ki en sakana ke sakanaso. There is no danger like the danger of procrastination. Asher hinei kol rega shemischadesh yuchal ischadesh eze ikov l'maase hatov. Because who knows what obstacles will come up in the future. Right now you can do the mitzvah. Do it before something gets in its way. V'al amita zeh hadavar ha'erunu zichronam levracha binyan hamlacha shlomo. Sha'amar David levnayahu v'horatem osol gichon. Says Shlomo HaMelech was destined to be the next king. And David HaMelech said to Benayahu, the head of the Sanhedrin, take Shlomo down to Gihon and continue with the process. Va'ana b'nayahu, amen ken yomar Hashem. He said, yes, may Hashem say so. Amru zelashonam, Chazal said, Rabbi Pincha b'shem, Rabbi Hanan de Tzipori, balok farnamar, hinei ben nolad lach, huya ish menucha. We already see in Divrei HaYamim, there was a nevuah that Shlomo, that David will have a son named Shlomo who will be the next king. Why is Benayahu saying, hopefully, Ken Yomar Hashem, may Hashem agree, may Hashem make this Ela Harbe Kategorin Yamdu Mikan Viad Gihon. There are many potential obstacles. It's phrased in a more Kabbalistic sense, many accusers, many mazikin, kategorin, yamdu mikan ve'ad gichon. What it means is you need Hashem's help and you need to do things properly to make sure that they happen. Because good intentions is not enough. We naturally procrastinate, and in the meantime, so many things can come up. So even in a case where David HaMelech is told, you'll have a son Shlomo, he'll be king, still ken yomar Hashem, because who knows what can happen in the meantime. Alken hiziru zechronam levracha ushmartem es hamatzos, mitzvah baliyatcha al tach mitzena. Chazal understand from ushmartem es hamatzos, which literally means safeguard the matzos. Watch the process of from the time of kitzira, according to the Rif, when you harvest the wheat, until you bake the matzos, watch. Be a part of it. Make sure it happens. And from here, Chazal understand a general yesod, mitzvah baliyatcha al tach mitzena. If you have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, do not let it become chametz. Make sure that you watch it, that you keep on top of it, that you make it happen. The Amru and Chazal say in Nazir, La'olam yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah, a person should always hasten to perform a mitzvah. Yakdim, do it at the earliest moment, at the first opportunity. Shelefish yakdima b'chira l'tz'ira, because even in a case with Lot's daughters, the fact that they thought they were performing a mitzvah, the fact that the older daughter preceded the younger daughter by one night, her descendants merited to precede her younger sister's descendants in joining the nation of Israel by four generations. It's not just that when you do something with Jesus, you make sure you do it. It actually changes the mitzvah. When you do something with alacrity and passion and it shows that it's a priority, it's a very different mitzvah performance. V'amr zrizim akdim l'mitzvos, chazal seyem sachem, those who are zrizim hasten to perform mitzvos. V'chein amr lo'olam yerutz adam l'dvar mitzvah v'filu b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to run, but you're allowed to run to perform a mitzvah. And again, I don't think Mesillas Yesharim is saying that if you run around that makes a mitzvah more special. What it means is if you're running because it's a priority and you want to do it quickly, you want to get there on time, then this running is part of a mitzvah and you can do it even on Shabbos. So, but Medrash Amru, Hu Yenageh Amus, Bizrizos, Ke'elin Ulamta, Kfar, Kamadat Amr, Besoch Alamos, Tofefos, Ke'azrizos, Himidas, Shlemos, Gadol, Asher Tivo, Shal Adam, Onami, Meno Ata. Zrizos is an example of a character trait that represents great perfection, spiritual perfection. And the problem, he says, Tivo Shal Adam, Onami, Meno Ata. The nature of a person, what he was describing in chapter 6, the physicality in us does not want to do things with Zrizos. We don't want to do things until we absolutely have to move. But when you do it with Zrizos, what you're showing is that your soul sets the priorities for life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values Zrizos to such an extent that in return for the effort somebody expends in pursuing mitzvahs with Zrizos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them great reward. And again, because it shows a whole different attitude towards mitzvahs. I'm not doing them just because I have to. Last minute, I do it to check off the boxes. I want to do this. I want to make sure it gets done. And I'm showing that it's a priority for me. And that's why it changes the whole nature of every mitzvah that you do with Zrizos is a different kind of mitzvah. We will stop here and continue tomorrow.